The Good News, Irritable and Spiritual with Lisa Phillips will make you laugh and get you moving into the fabulous life you truly deserve. The Bad News, Lisa promises to burst your excuses as to why you're not taking action and give you a kick up the bum to get you moving. Join Spiritual and Irritable for fun, honest, and inspirational life coaching show where Lisa Phillips will inspire you to let go of old baggage, release negative beliefs, set fabulously sexy goals, and share with you hundreds of other amazing action steps which will assist you in feeling great about yourself and your life. Lisa will also share her own personal stories of how, as a life coach, she doesn't always practice what she preaches. Warning, this show is guaranteed to make you feel good about yourself and leave you with a smile on your face. Now, here is your host, Lisa Phillips.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual and Irritable Radio Show. My name is Lisa Phillips, and I'm going to be your coach for the next 60 minutes. This is a brand new show, so I hope you enjoy it. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, I am an experienced life coach, NLP practitioner. I also write for quite a lot of Australian magazines. I'm the author of the DIY Amazing Coaching ebook, and also the global leader for training and development for the difference. So thank you for listening to my show today. I do apologize if I sound a little bit blocked up. Unfortunately, I've got a little bit of a head cold this morning. So let's just get on with the show. I want to just tell you a little bit why I decided to call this show Spiritual and Irritable. Well, I've been in the self-development world for probably around about a decade now. And to be quite honest, sometimes I've done it well and sometimes I haven't done it so well, even as a coach. So I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you the lighter side of self-development and share with you some of my own successes and some of my own laughing moments and just be able to help you on your own journey as well. So today the show is going to be about goal setting, but I've got some really exciting shows and guests coming up for you in the future. I'm really excited to be able to let you know that going forward, I've got Sandy Forster, who's the award-winning entrepreneur and best-selling author, and also a personal and fabulous friend of mine, Dawn Breslin, who is the UK's best personal development coach, Hay House presenter, and author. And I've also got loads of inspirational people that are going to be on this show from all around the world. So I hope you look forward to that. So goal setting, that is the topic that we're going to be looking at today. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. It's always good to start at the beginning and work out where we want to go. And also, I know goal setting inside out, so because it's my first show, I wanted to make it easy for myself. So hopefully you've got a cup of tea, put your feet up, and you can just listen to me going on for the next 30 to 60 minutes. Now, I can almost hear you all from here going, oh, no, goal setting doesn't work. Okay, well, I want to change your perception of that. It's true, 98% of New Year's resolutions or goals don't work. I mean, let's face it, New Year's, what do we set on resolutions for? Giving up smoking, drinking, chocolate, going out. It's hardly inspiring, is it? Let's face it. We don't really want to do it. We just feel that we should do it. So that's a lot of reasons why our goals don't work. So bear with me today, and I'm going to share with you a new, inspiring, sexy way to set some goals that will really get you juiced up and excited about where your life is going. Now, before I start, again, I just want to bust some excuses because, obviously, as a life coach, I have heard every single excuse going. I've also used quite a lot of them myself, so I can just hear you all sort of in your minds going on about, oh, don't want to do this. So the main excuses I've heard, I just want to share some with you. First of all, it doesn't work. Okay, it may not have worked for you in the past, but let's try a new way. Haven't got time. That's another one I hear from a lot of my clients. Well, you know, make time. I reckon this process will take you half an hour, so I'm sure you can find half an hour in your day. Sit down and write yourself some goals that are inspiring, juicy, and it'll be fun. Can't be bothered. Yeah, I've heard all that one. Too much effort. For what? Is your life too much effort? Well, if your life isn't going where you want it to be at the moment, I suggest you actually take a little bit of time, make a little bit of effort, and come and share this goal-setting journey with me. Okay, are we ready? So, goals. Why do we do them? Yes, thrown around, this word's thrown around the corporate world, the personal world. We see it all the time. It's really important to set goals. Right, so why do we do them? What's the point in doing them? Well, first of all, it gives us some direction and some focus. If we know where we're going, then we're actually going to have a much better chance of getting there. So one of the main reasons we set goals is to just give us some direction in our life. If we don't have a direction, it's like being in a car and basically not having any map or GPS to get us there. So goal setting helps us know which direction we want our life to go in. Also, you may think that writing a goal is quite stressful, but actually having a goal takes away stress and overwhelm. Often in our life, if we don't know what direction we're going in, it can cause us quite a lot of anxiety and quite a lot of stress. So if we have a goal, it will actually help reduce our stress and overwhelm. And thirdly, it helps us make the right choices and decisions. If we've got a goal, say for example, to save some money in order to go on holiday, and off we chart on our little shopping trip on a Saturday afternoon, and we see a fabulous hot dress that we want for the weekend, we could ask ourselves, will buying this dress bring me closer to my goal or away from my goal? So having a goal in place will really help us to make the right choices and decisions. Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is decide what area of your life you want to write a goal about. Now, this can be absolutely anything. It can be your finances, career, relationships, holiday, emotions. It can be anything you want. I actually recommend to my clients that they do have an emotional goal going forward. But for today, keep it simple. Just choose an area of your life that you would like to work on. And again, it can be absolutely anything or personal to you. So, got an area? Come on, it's not rocket science. And what I'd like you to do is sit down for a few minutes while I play this music and write down what you don't like about that area of your life. So say, for example, you decided to choose a career goal. I'd now like you to take a couple of minutes to write down what you don't like about your career at the moment. Do you get stressed easily? Are you bored with your work? Perhaps you're not actually doing what you think you should be doing. Are you working long hours? Do you get stressed easily? Do you worry what other people think? Maybe you can't stand your boss. Maybe you've got a lack of work-life balance in your life. Just write down what you don't like in your life. If you, for example, were to choose a financial goal, perhaps you'd like to write down that you're in debt. Maybe you're worried that you're not going to pay the bills or the mortgage this month. Maybe you haven't got enough savings and Christmas is coming and you've got bills to pay. So take a few minutes now to write down what you don't like about that area of your life. Now, what I'm going to do in the meantime, I've been really lucky to have a friend of mine offer to let me play some of his music on my show. So I'd like to introduce Kenneth J. Nash to you. His work is fabulous. He's from the UK, near my local hometown of Corby. And I'm just going to play one of his songs for you at the moment, which is called Fallen. So I hope you enjoy.
With my fingertips
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I know I did, and it gave me a chance to have a drink and run to the bathroom as well. So thank you very much, Ken, for that. And we will play more of his tracks on future shows. Now, how did you go with writing down what you don't want? There's a good reason for that. Sometimes it's just really good to get those feelings down on paper, because it's no good when we keep them all inside of us. So sometimes the act of just writing things down on paper is really good to get it out of your body, and you'll feel a lot better. So now we get down to the more exciting stuff. So we've written down what we don't want. Now we need to write down what we do want. Now, this is where things are different here from perhaps a New Year's resolution. I really want you to open your mind and write down what you really, really, really want. Open your mind. Anything is actually possible. I know a lot of coaches will say be realistic in there, but not me. I've always been a bit of a dreamer. So what I'd like you to do is really open your mind, suspend any disbelief, and write down how you'd really, really like things to be. Now, there's probably a little voice in the back of your head now or sitting on your shoulder saying, this isn't going to work. What's the point in doing that? That's fine. That's part of the process. That's a little gremlin. Just ignore it for now and think about what you would really like to happen in that goal. So here's some examples. Career goal. Perhaps you just want to have a really wonderful career where you love your work environment. You stay calm and relaxed in all situations. You're fabulous at presentations, motivated, passionate about your work, confident. You feel your self-esteem is great, you've got a great work balance, calm and serene, excellent salary. Write down what you do want. Now, if you can get specific, get specific. So if you know that you want to earn in excess of 100K a week, write that down as well, because the universe actually does like specifics. But if you don't, just write down how you'd like to feel and how you'd like the environment to be like. If you've chosen an emotional goal, you might want to write down that you love and approve of yourself. Your self-esteem is growing every day. Now, wouldn't that be a nice one? Maybe you want to accept yourself and feel calm and relaxed and confident. Maybe you want to stop worrying what people think, so you want to write down that you just are happy to be yourself in any situation and you're content and relaxed. So what we're writing down is what we do want, not what we don't want. This is really important. I'll tell you more about that shortly. If you've chosen a money goal, you might want to put that you've got thousands of dollars in large amounts in the bank. You've got no debt. You've got investments coming out of your ears. and you use your money wisely. Again, positive languages. A relationship goal. Maybe you want to have a fabulous, intimate relationship filled with great fun, great sex, very respectful, great communication, and just be happy. So write down how you would really like things to be. Again, very useful to just open your mind up. We spend so much of our time focusing on what we don't want rather than what we do want. So this is a great little exercise just to get clear on what you do want. Now, the next step from here is to actually put together our juicy, sexy, inspirational goal. Now, it doesn't have to be too long. The idea is that you read this goal every single day. This is where I pointed out it's really important to write down what you do want. I'd like you to think up there in the sky, in the universe, is your own personal genie called Fred. Now, like all genies, all he says is your wish is my command. So, he's a bit deaf, actually, Fred, so you have to be very clear with him, and he gets a little bit confused. So, if you tell Fred that you don't want to be tired anymore, he hears the word tired, and off he goes, and he goes and supplies you with more tiredness. Same, if you want to tell Fred that you hate your job, he'll just go off and continue to experience things for you in your life that make you realize that you hate your job even more. So like I said, with Fred, you've got to be clear because he is a little bit deaf. You have to tell him what you do want in positive language. So don't be afraid to ask for what you really, really, really want. Very important when we put our goal together. It's also important to write your goal as if it's already happened. Fred can't tell the difference. So if you tell him, I've got thousands of dollars in my bank account, he will just think you have got thousands of dollars in your bank account, and he will go and create that for you. So write your goal as if it's already happened. I'm actually going to give you some examples for this, so don't worry. Also, as well, if you want to know more on this, you can always email me at my email address, which is info@amazingcoaching.com.au. So like I mentioned earlier, be as specific as possible, because we always get what we ask for. Use positive language, write down what you do want, not what you don't want, and don't be afraid to ask for what you really, really, really want. Years and years ago, when I was actually started on my self-development journey, I was a little bit of a raver then, back in my 30s, and the girls used to come round to my house on a Saturday night, and basically we would just sit there and write a quick goal and do a quick visualization of the hot man we wanted to meet that night. And it works, believe me. And I remember writing down, I think I'd been sort of writing this goal for weeks, saying I wanted to meet this fabulous man. He was tall, dark, handsome. He was 6'2". He was a great communicator. He was fabulous. He was romantic. And all of a sudden, I went out to a club one night, and I met him. It was amazing. I was so shocked because everything I'd asked for in this goal was actually there. Now, the only thing that I hadn't put in that goal was his age. And when we were dancing later on the night and I had him to comment that I liked his shoes, and he told me they were his school shoes, I realized I should have put an age on my goal because, in fact, the guy was only 18. So be specific as you can, but if you can't, just write down what you really feel. So here we go. I'm going to give you some examples of some goals that my clients and I have written along the years. So let's go with a career goal. The idea is we make our goals inspirational. I want you to actually feel excited when you read your goal. So how about this? It's July 2012 and I feel very calm and relaxed. I wake up filled with positive energy each morning and look forward to going out to work. How many of us really look forward to going out to work? I love doing each of the tasks I do every day and I feel passionate about my work. I am filled with confidence and my self-esteem is growing every day. I'm excited about my career and I am open to the changes that it may bring. I deal with every situation in a calm manner and I feel happy. I work 30 hours a week for over $100K per year. Now, how does that feel? It's a bit better than when we wake up in the morning these days. We go, oh, no, I've got to go to work. I hate my job. Remember, every time you do that, you are sending your instructions to Fred the genie. So make sure that you're actually having a goal, which is what you want. Now, I don't know if you noticed, at the beginning of each goal, there's a date. Now, this is really important. Set yourself a date. Just go with your gut feel at the end of the day. Try to do the date at least within 12 months. Because if you put a date on it, it will start things moving a little bit quicker, because Fred knows exactly when you do want the goal to be in place. Make your goal as juicy and inspiring as you want, because when you read it, we want it to make you feel good. We want it to make you sort of raise your vibration and read your goal and go, yay, I really want that. Okay, let's go and have a look at an emotional goal. It's July the 1st, 2012, and I feel so happy and confident. I wake up every morning feeling positive, and I know that I can handle anything that life throws at me. I handle conflict easily and effortlessly and always believe in myself and my abilities. I accept and approve of myself exactly as I am. My self-esteem is growing every day and my emotions are well balanced. I feel comfortable speaking my truth and being assertive in all situations. I am truly comfortable with who I am, and I am never concerned with what others think of me, as I know I'm always doing my best in any given situation. How nice is that? We all worry what people think of us constantly. So if that's something that bothers you, make sure that it's in your goal. Health goal. I've set a few of these before, I must admit. It's October 2012, and I feel look absolutely sexy and fantastic. I am so energized, and I find it easy to exercise for 40 minutes three times a week. I enjoy eating healthily every day. I have lost 10 kilos, and I now love the way that I look. I feel beautiful inside and out. I have a wardrobe full of new clothes, which I look absolutely hot in. I am always keen to find new ways to keep fit and attend yoga or Pilates classes at least twice a week. How about that? Goals for health are really important. They really do keep you motivated. It's really important, I mean, especially for a health goal, but I would recommend this for all goals. Take 5 minutes to sit and visualize yourself achieving that goal. So if you have a health goal, imagine yourself looking in the mirror, looking hot, giving yourself a wink and a smile. Imagine yourself in that little size 12 bikini, strutting up and down the beach, feeling absolutely gorgeous. Visualizations are really important as well, because like I said, Fred can be a little bit slow. So if we could help him with words and pictures, he's more likely to go and get us what we're actually after. Let's go for one of my favorites, relationship goal. It's December 2012, and I'm so happy that I find my life partner. We are so in love and really happy. This relationship is healthy and nurturing, and I feel very confident and relaxed. The communication in this relationship is open and respectful. Now, very important, this one, this next line. My partner is financially and emotionally available and stable. Always a good one, girls, if we're looking for the life partner. He is attractive, sexy, kind, honest, fun, and open. I love being in this relationship. Very nice one for all us single females out there. Okay, before we go on, what I'd like to do, I feel I've actually got a caller on the line, so I'd like to connect with them right now. Let's see who we've got on the line. Hello? Hello? Maybe I'm just speaking to my website just letting us know that I've forgotten something. Now, in the meantime, what I'd like to do, I'm going to play another one of Kenneth Nash's tracks. I hope you enjoy them. Take these couple of minutes to listen on. Have a think about your goals. If you've got any questions, drop me a line. And I'm just going to play now Children on the Hill. Thank you. Okay, I now want us to get the caller back on the line, hopefully. So here we go. Hello.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Robin. How are you? And thank you for calling into the show.
Well, I'd like to say absolute congratulations. Your first show is so fantastic. I've been sitting here thinking about what I really, really, really want. And I feel really motivated by you. So congratulations, Lisa, on your first show.
Oh, Robin, that's lovely to hear. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And that's really nice for you to call up as well. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, I think I'll be listening every Sunday because there's lots that I, you know, to have someone, such an amazing life coach on the radio to inspire you on a Sunday. What more could you ask? Good on you.
Well, it's funny. I decided to have the Sunday afternoon show, Robin, because in my house back in the UK, that was the time we always listened to the radio. So Mum would be cooking Sunday dinner, and we'd have Terry Wogan on or somebody like that on the radio in the afternoon. So that's what I thought. I'd pick this show on a Sunday afternoon. So I'm really glad that you've enjoyed it.
Well, I think a Sunday afternoon was a really good choice because it's a perfect time to really get motivated for the week, isn't it, on a Sunday? And it's a time where you can actually stop all the chaos and focus on yourself.
Absolutely. That's a great idea, actually. So no excuses for not doing your goals. I'm sure people on a Sunday afternoon between the ironing and cooking dinner can find half an hour to finish their goals. So thank you, Robin. And I'm just going to finish off the show now with a bit of homework for everybody.
Okay, Lisa. Well, blessings for many, many more wonderful shows. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, that was lovely. Okay, now, finally, what I'd like to have a look at is giving you some homework to do. Okay. Now, if you don't do your homework, what I'd like you to do is give $5 to the charity of your choice. So, but you owe it to yourself to do the homework. Now, if you were one of my clients, I'd be charging you more than $5. But say a promise to yourself that if you don't do your homework, that's $5 or a copy of the Big Issue or something to the charity of your choice. So keep yourself accountable. Right, before I set you your homework, I want to just explain a little bit more about why goals work. Well, if you imagine your life is basically like an internet search engine. If you put tired, skint, unhappy into a search engine, what do you get out on the internet? Exactly the same. Now, your life is a bit like that. So if you keep feeding in negativity, all you're going to get is more negativity. So the reason we actually write a goal is to feed different things into our universal search engine. So all of a sudden now, you're going to be putting different things in the form of your goal into the internet, and you're going to get different things coming out. Does that make sense? Basically, what you put into life, you're going to get back. So why not start consciously deciding to put positive things into your life rather than the old conscious stuff you've been doing for years? Oh, years, let's face it. How many years have we been carrying around all of that stuff in our heads? Seriously, it doesn't work anymore. We have been carrying some of our negative beliefs and thought patterns since we were 5 years of age. Let them go. Seriously, you wouldn't fit in the clothes that you were wearing when you were five, and you don't fit into the thoughts and beliefs. So let them go, and setting goals is a great way of feeding in new positive information to suit the person that you are today. What we think about as we expand upon, many of you will have read The Secret, The Law of Attraction. So again, whatever you think about expands, your life is a mirror of your thoughts. Your life is the creation of your mind. So let's start putting positive stuff into your mind. Now, I don't mind one bit if you think I'm completely mental on this. Trust me. The recipe or the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So why not try something different? And trust me, it'll be fun anyway. So let's do it something new. Okay, homework. I want you to write yourself a goal. Now, if you want to email me on info@amazingcoaching.com.au, I will send you a template and these examples as well. So you've got no excuse. I'm just about doing it for you. Okay? When you have done your goal, I want you to read it every day. Now, I don't want you to read it going, it's July the 21st and I am now weighing 10 kilos. I want you to get sexy about it. I want you to read your goal with a big smile on your face. Get the energy in motion. That's what emotion is, energy in motion. Feel good. If you feel good, you're more likely to manifest your goal. So get excited when you read your goal. Don't want any excuses that you haven't got enough time. Write your goal. Laminate it if you like. Put it in the shower. Read it on the loo. Put it in your Outlook calendar. It won't take you very long, and I promise it will be worth it. So your homework this week, write your goal. Read it every day. Now, if you need some more information on this, I've also check out my website, which is www.amazingcoaching.com.au. Sign up for my free newsletter there. You can follow me on Twitter. I've also got a Facebook page. Feel free to join me on that. And if you need any more information, just contact me directly. It would be great to hear from you. So thank you so much for joining me on my first show. I hope you've enjoyed it. On the next show, what we'll be doing is following on from today's session and looking at what do we do now that we've set our goal. So we set our goal and set the energy in motion, but now we need to look at doing something about it. So looking forward to joining you next week. Have a fabulous week. Remember to rise and shine tomorrow morning and not rise and whine. Have a great day, and thank you for listening. Bye.
Wow, you've been listening to Spiritual and Irritable with Lisa Phillips. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more laughter, more breakthroughs, and the fabulous life you truly deserve. Get ready to burst your excuses, take action, and get moving now. Join Spiritual and Irritable each week for a fun, honest, and inspirational life coaching show. For more information or to receive a copy of Lisa's ebook, Amazing Coaching DIY, Do It Yourself, visit amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au. See you next week. Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au. Thank you.
old world goes back too fast, and I just keep on falling for you. I just keep on falling for you. I just keep on falling for you.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Don't get left behind. get a little rain.